Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump began a three-day campaign swing through critical battleground states Saturday. His first stop was in Muskegon, Michigan.
I'd like to speak with you today about one of the most vital issues in this race. You know what it is? It's the radical left's plan to erase American history, purge American values, and destroy the American way of life. And that's what they're trying to do. You see it every day. That's what they're trying to do. We're not going to let that happen.
He again criticized Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer for restrictions designed to curb the coronavirus. That prompted the crowd to chant, "Lock her up." 13 men are charged with planning to kidnap her. She said the president's rhetoric has put herself and her family in danger. Trump later held a rally in Janesville, Wisconsin, again attracting a large crowd. Both Michigan and Wisconsin are experiencing a surge in the coronavirus. Trump campaigns in Nevada Sunday. Democrat Joe Biden heads to North Carolina Sunday, where state election officials say 1.2 million people have already cast their ballots. New daily coronavirus infections in the U.S. are nearing 70,000, the highest daily count since late July. NPR's Amy Held reports the total number of infections in the United States now exceeds 8 million.
The heartland is being hit hard. Some hospital beds are filling up. Wisconsin has opened a field hospital on fairgrounds outside Milwaukee. North Dakota has been forced to send patients out of state. But cases are creeping up almost everywhere, including in the Northeast, hit hard in the spring. Dr. Darian Sutton is an ER physician in New York City.
When this pandemic started to pick up its pace in March and April, that was during the tail end of the then current flu season. So now we're marching into this flu season with more cases than we had at that time.
Ahead of Thanksgiving, top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is suggesting people rethink travel and gatherings. Europe is going through its own surge, leading to renewed restrictions in France, Italy, and the UK. Amy Held, NPR News.
A fourth wildfire is now burning in Colorado. Haley Sanchez of Colorado Public Radio reports some residents have been forced from their homes.
Massive smoke plumes and flames were visible in northern Colorado. State environmental regulators say the air quality is unhealthy. Another fire has been burning for a month nearby in Larimer County. Known as the Cameron Peak Fire, it is the largest wildfire in Colorado state history, burning more than 187,000 acres. Colorado's Department of Transportation asked people not to take unnecessary trips around both fire areas. Two other fires are burning around the state but have been deemed under control. For NPR News, I'm Haley Sanchez in Denver.
This is NPR News. Women's rights activists marched in Washington Saturday to demonstrate their opposition to the rapid Senate consideration of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to join the Supreme Court. Similar protests were held in other U.S. cities. The Senate Judiciary Committee plans to vote on the nomination October 22nd. Democrats object the vote is too close to the November 3rd presidential election. More than 20,000 future doctors started medical school in the U.S. this fall. But this year, the nation is dealing with systemic racism and a pandemic. There's been a change for incoming medical students at the University of Pittsburgh. Sarah Bowden from member station WESA has more.
First-year medical students often write and recite their own versions of the Hippocratic Oath, which dates back to the 5th century BCE. But the oath written by the Pittsburgh students includes references to very recent events. It explicitly mentions Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and the many deaths from COVID-19. Sean Sweat helped write the oath. She says doctors must confront how racism affects patients.
This pandemic has wreaked a lot of havoc on minority populations. It's also revealed the many gaps that are in the medical field.
Sweat says it's up to her and all doctors to fix those gaps. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Bowden in Pittsburgh.
University of Florida coach Dan Mullen says he's tested positive for COVID-19. Earlier this month, he said he wanted to pack the stadium with 90,000 fans for the game against LSU despite the pandemic. This is NPR.